Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, hello, babe. How you doing? It is me, the host of the Believe in Bravo Besties podcast, Diana Jebbia. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hey, we go through this all the time, but make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at Diana Jebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. While you're on the IG, go follow Believe too. They're at Believe Podcast and Believe Lifestyle. Woof. B-L-E-A-V. Okay. So, my friend just sent me a really nice text message, and now I'm distracted. I didn't even get to read it, but like, hi, Nicole. Apparently, it's a Facebook memory, and she like sent a bunch of hearts, and I'm like, I'm gonna cry. So I'm gonna wait to read that until I'm done recording because it's probably so cute. Anywho, derailed already. We have so much to talk about. I know we had an off week last week. Here's the deal. I went to an event for the LA Girl on Thursday night, covering the grand opening of a gym. And I've been trying to remain really organized with these podcasts and at least watch the episode of whatever I'm recapping a second time and take notes. However, it was late Wednesday night. I didn't get to rewatch it on Wednesday. Normally, I do that on Thursday, but then I got invited to the event, so I had to go for that. And it's just been a mess the rest of the week. So I apologize for not being here. I have another event tomorrow. So I was like, let me just record tonight, even though I'm not going to be super organized. So just bear with me. It has been, I'm just going to get this out of the way because I'm just like so in a funk. It has been so cloudy here in Los Angeles. If you want to get all science, it's this thing called the marine layer. And then, I don't know, the ocean's got to be a certain temperature or some crap. And, like, the fog gets trapped and everyone's miserable. I Googled it real quick. I know I'm smarter than this. So, like, literally clouds. It normally is supposed to get sunny by noon. It's been clouds until, like, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and we've only had a couple hours of sun for, like, all of June, pretty much. So I am, as Dorinda Medley says, not well, bitch. like, sun was a lot of the reason why I moved out to LA. So if I wanted to just be seasonally affected by all these clouds, I would have just stayed in New Jersey. But that's not true. I would have moved out here anyway. So that's how I'm doing. I hope you are doing better than that. They also got hail in Jersey, by the way. So maybe I'm not. I mean, maybe I'm happy I didn't move there. This has been a whole lot of rambling, not about Bravo, but we're friends. We can do that. Before I get into part three of the reunion of Vanderpump Rules and tonight's Secret Revealed episode, I want to talk about Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz's friendship, or in my opinion, lack thereof. Because Schwartz is now on a show called Stars on Mars. You heard that right. I don't know if this is what happens when we have a writer's strike, but this had to be filmed a while ago. But like, it's just, I'm not watching it. First of all, it's just poetic justice that all this crap goes down. Schwartz is like heavily involved in Scandal and then ends up on a show called Stars on Mars. It's just hysterical to me. But he made a comment in a confessional saying there's this stuff with my friend going on back home, and I was kind of implicated in it, and everyone thinks that I was covering it up, and, you know, I let it go on for too long, and I'm done with it. So, me and smart people, just kidding. If you don't agree, it's totally fine. It's just the way you say it. We are all like, well, that means he's not friends with Sandoval anymore because he was just on Jackson Brittany's podcast When Reality Hits, and he like sounded like he was done with him. He's like, yeah, I'm taking a break from Sandoval right now. This was the podcast was filmed before Stars on Mars. So me working in the industry, knowing you can't really give too much away about a show before it airs, he wanted to drop the bomb of the friendship ending completely on the show. He's like, I'm permanently done with it. And then he said, I'm taking a break on Jackson Brittany. Well, you would have thought what I said, because people were like, no, he's done with Scandal. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't listen. You don't watch video. And it's like, yeah, I glance at things and then I post a video willy-nilly and I'm like, hope I got that one right. No, literally no. I do not think he's talking about being done with the Scandal, because why would he make an announcement, I'm done talking about the Scandal? That's so dumb. Granted, Schwartz has not been the brightest bulb, but like, if I don't know, it just seems like making a big to-do saying he's not going to talk about something. Like, no, go through a press conference. Like, we don't care. No. Tom Sandoval and him have been like friends for years. So for him to be like, I'm permanently done with this, it has to mean the friendship. He wouldn't be talking so passionately about anything else. It just doesn't make sense. Like, just step away. If you're done talking about Scandal, why you even gotta bring it up on Stars on Mars? No, it's a friendship. I rest my case on that. We will see. And I wanna reiterate, you're allowed to disagree with me, because I see some people in my, like, they're so sweet. They reply in my DMs and they're like, you know, I love you. And like, I'm not, you know, I respect your opinion. I'm like, that's cool. Like, rock on with your bad self. You're allowed to think that. It's just like when people who 9 out of 10 times don't follow me and they're like, this is so stupid, you didn't even watch it, which I just said before. Like, that's where I get pissed off. I've been dealing with a lot of that lately. And between that and the clouds, she's a little upset. Oh my God. Anywho, part of the reunion was a whirlwind. That big reveal was not big at all. Anyone with a brain knew that Raquel and Tom were lying through their teeth the whole entire time. The two of them obviously planned out a timeline. There were a couple of points where Raquel outed herself in the chair at the reunion, which one, my friend, whose name is also Raquel, she's much better than this Raquel / Rachel, which I also know some Rachels too. They're pretty great. Like, the point is, the name's not bad. It's the person. But she caught that when they were talking about the Schwartz makeout session at Sheena's wedding in Cancun, Raquel made a comment to the point of, I had to put my feelings for Sandoval to the side, where, according to Tom's timeline of things, the other Tom was trying to say that, like, oh, he told Schwartz in January, and it's like, no, like, this had been going on. There was another point. I don't remember specifically where she said this, but she did say something to the effect that her and Sandoval had to get their story straight, which, like, you don't say that unless you're trying to get your story straight. You know what I mean? Like, you don't say that unless you two are trying to come up with a uniform explanation of something, which means you're lying. Because if you both were telling the truth,
You wouldn't have to coordinate on the truth. You would just tell it. Super shady. Super shady. We all knew this, but Sandoval sucks. And that was really brought to light when Ariana, who has admitted multiple times that she struggles with body image issues, not just this season, but it's been a constant for her throughout her entire time on Vanderpump Rules. And she admitted at one point that, like, oh, Raquel, like, when Tom said we weren't sleeping together, we would. And this idiot, which that's a kind word for him, goes, yeah, and you wore your t-shirt. It was real hot. Do you know I wanted to pick up my flat screen TV and chuck it out my floor level window into the microscopic jacuzzi we have in our apartment? Disgusting. He is evil. Like when you watch SpongeBob and Mermaid Man is running around going, evil, evil. He's talking about Tom Sandoval. I can't stand him. And I get it. Listen, like, I understand when people say that you shouldn't judge someone by their mistakes, but it's the no accountability for me. And it's the further insulting the person you so recklessly hurt for me. Disgusting. I just don't know how someone could think that they're doing the right thing by being a complete asshole and just denying everything and not taking any responsibility for the harm you cause and blaming it on the person you hurt. But I've dated narcissists, so, like, unfortunately, that's their MO. I don't know if I brought this up last week, but I was listening to Nick Vial's podcast, and he said that Tom Sandoval's own manager was saying that he doesn't know if Tom's ever going to admit he did anything wrong. Your own manager or publicist or whatever. Like, tell me you're a sucky person without telling me you're a sucky person. Mod on. I can't. What are we going to do with our lives now that there is no Vanderpump Rules? Are you relieved? I know some people are relieved. They're like, let's talk about something else. But Lala brings up a good point in her podcast. She's like, just nothing's hitting the same way, which is sad because obviously real people were hurt in all this. But yeah, nothing's hitting the same way. I've been watching The Real Housewives of Orange County. That's back. Tonight's episode with Tamara and Shannon. That's a hot mess. Tamara's just really playing it up for the cameras. I'm proud of Shannon. She's being super zen. But it just still, it doesn't feel right. It's not this raw drama that we've gotten from Vanderpump Rules. I always say they struck gold, honestly. Lightning in a bottle with Vanderpump Rules. No other show will ever compare. What is Southern Hospitality? What is Southern Hospitality doing? Not this. How did Kennedy's OLG show do? Not well. It's just something about this crew. They have so much history, and even the new ones, they get tangled up with it, you know, if they have the staying power, and it's just reality TV gold. Okay, Raquel, I want to talk a little bit more about her big bombshell that was not even a bombshell. What is the opposite of a bombshell? Is it like one of those popper, snapper things? You know what I'm talking about? Like that you would get as a kid and they'd be in a box on like the 4th of July and you'd throw them on the floor and they'd snap. Is that the opposite of a bombshell? Because it doesn't do anything and it still leaves a shell on the floor. You know what I'm talking about. But the whole too long didn't read of that. I just was so underwhelmed. As I mentioned before, we all knew that they were lying about their timelines. I will say it was sad watching Raquel truly being in fear of Sandoval. I have been in her shoes. I have been with someone who was so horrible that it made me afraid to even send them a text message. And there was a time where due to certain circumstances, we had to text. And I remember, like, fearing, like just being shaking and in tears as I was sending these messages. I didn't know how they were going to react, but again, I know how she feels to be afraid of someone. However, it doesn't diminish what she did. Two things can be true at the same time, just so you know. Not a lot of people know that. You do because you're smart. But she still sucks. She still did a bad thing, as we see in tonight's Secret Revealed episode. The day after, she slept over Tom Sandoval's and they went into the jacuzzi, according to Ken Todd, a.k.a. Ozzy Osbourne. They went over to Tom and Ariana's the day after that happened. Now, timeline. Ariana was out of town in her grandmother's funeral when she skated over in the hot tub and hooked up with Tom, which she admitted at the end of the reunion. She gets in the house, and Tom and Raquel see each other, and they're joking like, oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. Ew. Ew. Because, like, Ariana is laughing along because she thinks, you know, all of their friends, they saw each other last night. Like, I love that they're friends. And they know they're in on something. And they're joking about it in front of the person they are hurting. Make it make sense. It doesn't. Spoiler alert. Another terrible part of the episode was the whole roller skating date between Tom and Ariana. And he's like, oh my God, you're so hot, like gassing her up. And she's so excited they're spending quality time. And then at the reunion, he's going to comment about her bodies. She has one body. Her body, that's gross. That's gross. I was happy that in The Secrets Revealed, they did show a little bit of footage of Tom and Katie, so Schwartz and Katie, in their house trying to adjust to the new normal and being separated, and you see them packing up. I wish we would have gotten more of that this season. We weren't even derailed because Scandoval didn't come out until March, and I feel like this season premiered sometime in January. So I think we could have gotten a little bit more of Schwartz and Katie, like the recent aftermath of their breakup, but it is what it is. Charlie, I bet she feels like a whole entire fool right now. She was saying, going back to Tom and Ariana's house where Raquel was there, it was the night after they hooked up, and it was after the Vegas trip, and Raquel's explaining the whole thing where Lala said, I wouldn't trust you with my man. And she said, too bad you don't have a man. And Charlie's like, you see, Lala like hooked up with the wrong guy. And she's just mad that now she's like not in a relationship anymore and is bitter. And it's like, you were wrong. You were wrong, Charlie. I really wonder how people must feel for supporting this idiot. We already know that Sheena feels like crap. Ariana feels like crap. We haven't heard much from Charlie. She wasn't at the reunion, which was weird. I don't know. Methinks this might be her last season. Again, all over the place. Don't have notes. Doing this off the top of my head. Lisa Vanderpump. Okay, I got to talk about this for a second. In the Secrets Revealed episode, this woman's got the ego the size of Texas. And obviously we know that because the show's got her name on it. But she's just talking about it as if it's the most like, huh, who am I? Oh, these kids, these scoundrels. And it's like, shut up, lady. I don't know. She's starting to bother me. But without her, we would have no show. I think she should take a further step backward. Like, if you're playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, or no, Simon Says, sorry, I'm like, wrong game. Simon Says, Lisa's take a step back. The show, like, she's not their boss anymore. She's coming in to stir up the drama and leave. Now she's having Ken do that for her. I really think her role on this show is pointless, other than they all go eat at her restaurant sometimes. That's it. Especially after how she stuck up for Tom at the reunion. I'm sorry. And it wasn't until I forgot who brought up, I think it was Ariana brought up, that Tom got dressed up as Raquel for Halloween and Ariana had helped him with the costume. And Lisa finally was like, oh, you dressed up as your mistress for Halloween? That's terrible. I'm sorry. freaking Spirit Halloween makes you suddenly realize that cheating on your girlfriend of 9 years with her best friend is wrong. Come on, Lisa. Do better. Do better. So yes, now we break from Vanderpump Rules. Season 11 lingers in the air. Will they get renewed? I say probably. Who will come back? I think if Sandoval has the option, he definitely will come back because he has no self-awareness. And even though pretty much everyone hates him right now, he's going to do it for the fame. He's going to do it for the fame. I think that Lala would come back, Katie Schwartz. I even think Raquel would come back. There's been a lot of speculation that her family does not want her to, but if she is given the option, like herself, I think she will come back. I hear that allegedly she wants to do a tell-all about Sandoval when she's home from her mental excursion and or mental health excursion. And I hope she does, because mostly because I'm nosy. Also because I want to hear more about how Sandoval sucks. I don't think that excuses her, like I said earlier, but I do think out of the two of them, he's just the worst. He's just the worst. I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses for her, so I'm careful to say it, but like, she's in not a good mental state, and he took advantage of her, and she went along with it, which is why she's in the wrong. But he knows to prey on the vulnerable, and that is what makes him a dangerous person, as Lala so poignantly put it during part two of the reunion. Part two. Well, I think I've spoken and chewed your ear off for long enough. I know this episode was a little bit shorter. I'm running on negative gas this week, but I still had to talk to you because we are besties. Oh, I lied. Just a little fun fact. Last night was the See You Next Tuesday party. My friend Austin, shout out Austin, was supposed to go. He was like, I'm looking so cute. He was so excited to see Jax. And he said, well, first of all, he got there an hour and a half early and it was already filled. Like, filled to the brim. Could not get in. Then Jax didn't even show up. So, like, time out. This is the part where, like, Ratatouille, Remy goes, you're probably wondering how I ended up in this mess or situation or whatever. He says, and he looks at the camera. This is me looking at the camera. I'm like, you wanted so badly, because let's be real, he wanted to get back on this show. The second Tom Sandoval screwed up, he was like, he had Andy Cohen on speed dial. We all see this. He and Brittany got that three-part watch the Vanderpump Rules with Jax and Brittany, which I did watch it. It was very entertaining. Their podcast is very entertaining. So you are doing the most to get back in the limelight, and you get an opportunity from Sir to show up at a party, which it is a Vanderpump Rules-themed event. See you next Tuesday. It's always been, you know, it was a thing on Vanderpump Rules, and everyone who goes, you expect to see people from the show. And you don't show up. I mean, I hope everything's okay. I hope there's a good reason he didn't show up. I will be listening to his podcast. I did promote it on last week's episode. So, you know, maybe something serious did happen. I'm going to check his Facebook page and see if he commented on it. But if he just skipped it, like, that's vile. No. The latest thing he shared was my whole life in one picture, and it's him and Brittany and the dog. Yeah. Well, that's it. He limited comments on his page, too. Thank you so much. All right. What a note to end on. I'm Delir. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Believe in Bravo Besties podcast. If you enjoyed my show, let's not take this episode into factor, maybe, because she was rough today. Make sure you go on, I was going to say Apple Tunes, Apple Podcasts, slap that subscribe button like a cute little tush, hit me 5 stars, write a nice review. If you're not nice, Don't do it. That's annoying. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Diana Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. Thank you for 5,000 followers on Instagram. So exciting. Love that for us. Love this journey we're on together. Follow Believe on Instagram, too. They're at Believe Lifestyle and Believe Network. Believe is spelled B-L-E-A-V. And I will talk to you next week, hopefully more awake than I am now. Bye.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
NetCredit is here to say yes. Because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.